www.thebeatmedia.com.
Talk Live, and we're here at the 2014 Liberty Forum for yet another edition of this wonderful event that we've had the pleasure of broadcasting live from every single year. I believe we are on our seventh year at this point. The we includes me tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got special guests that will be joining us throughout the show here tonight. Many of them are folks who are speaking here at the Liberty Forum, and we're going to be starting the show out with one of the keynote speakers who actually has yet to give said keynote speech, as I understand it.
We're getting a taste test.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, from what I understand, it's going to be starting a little bit late. Normally the keynote's like a 7:30 thing from what I recall from previous years. So what we're going to do is also, of course, we've got phone lines here. You're welcome to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the number brought to you by ProXPN. And we'll be starting out tonight with Naomi Wolf. And her website is Naomi, I should probably get it straight. Can you adjust her mic there, Mark? I appreciate that. Naomi, what is it that you're going to be speaking about here at the Liberty Forum, the 2014 edition, and come real close to that mic?
Sure. First, I just want to say how delighted I am to be here, because this is like, these people are like the only people in America who, I shouldn't say that, they're brave, courageous people across the country fighting the police state, but this is the most developed, organized, and effective community that I know of that's fighting the police state, and so I'm honored. I'm kind of starstruck. what will I be talking about? Sadly, well, I wrote a book called The End of America in 2008, mm-hmm. and it was sort of Bush-era assaults on liberty, and for, oh, God, 5 years, people have been asking me to update it for the Obama era, and I've kind of dreaded doing that because things have gotten so much worse. Mm-hmm. But I finally sort of caved to history, and I'll be giving my first presentation of the update of the Obama era.
Wow. That's exciting.
Now, so we talk about this all the time on Free Talk Live, where it, you know, during the Bush administration, people thought we were sort of lefties. Now during the Obama administration, somehow we're the Tea Party or whatever we are. I'm not sure. but the police state seems to, the infringement on people's personal liberties and economic liberties just continues to ramp up, but it doesn't seem to matter which president's in office. Is it just every single president, every time, that it just gets bigger and bigger?
I mean, I hate to be the bearer of such bad news, but unfortunately, like, the evidence is in that it really doesn't matter who's president anymore. The way that in a Latin American banana republic, you know, you'd have a kind of fake president, fake judiciary, fake journalism, and everyone goes through the motions, but it's really the oligarchy behind the scenes, you know, with their thugs who are in charge. And, you know, basically in 2008, I didn't really understand who was in charge. I thought that this was being fueled by a sector of the military-industrial complex that wanted endless war and wanted terror hype to...
Yeah, that feels right. Okay.
Yeah, well, that was true, but it's only a piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
And unfortunately, if you really want to know, we've morphed, or that power has consolidated since then to such an extent that basically presidents are cycled in and out by the gatekeepers, you know, of the six industries who control the legislative process.
What are these industries?
Oh, gosh. Big pharma, big insurance, war.
Oil's got to be in there somewhere.
Big oil. I was almost about to get there. I guess the trial lawyers are kind of in there, but not really.
Jesus, the place is full of lawyers. I mean, Washington, D.C.
I don't think they're really a powerhouse, but what's the six? I mean, I said six, but, you know,
okay, yeah.
You get it. And they, you know, with Citizens United, they've sort of seized the process, but it's a global. What's happening now is that what I described in End of America is global, and it's this global corporate interests that want every Western democracy to look like China, because China is a great fertile ground for unfettered corporatocracy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
And so Western democracies and parliaments and Congress are annoying to these global corporate interests because they pass laws that restrict you can't, you know, rip up the jungle, you can't work your workers to death. And so what we're seeing is similar legislation in Australia and Canada and Western, you know, in Western Europe and Britain and in America to restrict the press, to suppress civil liberties, to prosecute whistleblowers, to, you know, engage in mass surveillance, to, you know, render people, to, I mean, on and on and on, to extend detention, to get, you know, NDAA. It's a global effort. And I am not, I used to, like, really roll my eyes at readers who would say, one world government. I'm like, that's nonsense. It's not a creepy, weird cabal. It's just business. And it's business with new tools, new technologies, moving into a format or an agenda where they've realized that individual liberties and Western democracies and parliaments just get in their way, and they're just steamrolling them.
Isn't it true, though, that, you know, you talk about Western democracy, isn't it true that, you know, these businesses, these mega corporations, they're writing the regulations?
Exactly, I mean, that is
they
correct.
They don't mind at all. Philip Morris doesn't mind new cigarette regulations coming on board because they've got the attorneys on staff who can handle whatever changes need to be made to make sure they're compliant, but any sort of mom-and-pop cigarette hand roll operation or something like that, they're going to be put out of business.
Yeah, and you're going to see that more and more. I mean, basically, I'm going to be talking about this tonight, but certainly Citizens United, you know, it's funny, I was keynoting a graduation recently, and it was after Citizens United, and one of the fellow honorees was a lobbyist, Washington lobbyist, and he said, well, of course, you know, us and politicians used to not be on the same side, but now we're on the same side, so we all get along. And it was like, that's what's happened, is that business and government have merged in ways that are completely unaccountable to citizens, and so it's kind of a wallpaper democracy. And that's why, like, Hillary Clinton is going to be president, because these interests have their guys, and their guys can't move, and girls can't mm-hmm. move that far to the left, to the right, you know. Obama wanted to close Guantanamo. He said and believed when he was elected to office that that was his first executive order. But
George Bush also said he was going to not nation build either, right? So they say one
right.
thing and they do another.
Well, I guess more to the point, they're not in charge. You know, there's if, you know, big war wants to have a place where citizens can be rendered to, you know, that's what's going to happen. It's a very limited amount of space to move. And I think it's unfortunate. It's important for citizens to get this because we keep kind of being distracted by, should it be Republicans? Should it be Democrats? You know, we hate Obama. That is not the point. That's not, you know, where we should be targeting our efforts right now.
You know, I don't see what's the problem with corporations being persons. I'm going to have one as my best man at my wedding. I mean, why not? You just put a piece of paper down there and let him be best man. You can hold the ring.
So, Naomi, how did you end up finding out about this whole Free State Project thing? Somebody just call you up? Or
no, I have such a wonderful community that I hear from because of the work I do. So across the country, I talk about the Constitution, and people keep coming up to me after events and saying, you've got to know about the Free State Project. You've got, and giving me, you know, materials and information or telling me about it. And I've always wanted to come. I mean, I really am truly starstruck. I've wanted to come for years.
Now, I feel like you've been invited here before, but there was like maybe something wrong. You couldn't come out. I don't know why. Maybe I'm totally misremembering. I don't know.
I mean, it's certainly possible. It's, yeah. You know, the stars have to, you know, align in various ways. But I have been following it for years.
Really?
And
oh, cool.
I've wanted actually to do a story about it. I would love to, but, you know, the challenge is the space of journalism has gotten so narrow. I wonder who would publish it. I could blog about it. Certainly, I'm going to be blogging about it. But it's so revolutionary and important.
Anything you do, I know that we'd appreciate, because the more people that we can get to coalesce into one place, the more effective we can be with the idea of saying no to these people who would deem to rule our lives and force us to pay for war and things like that.
Yeah. absolutely. This is the only hope. I mean, honestly, this right here is the only hope.
Although that's not an exaggeration. No. I really don't think it is.
I didn't mean it rhetorically. I meant it literally.
Now, I know that you've got a speech to get to. You're welcome to stay for another segment.
Thank
if you've got a scram,
you.
I understand.
I should rest up and drink a little wine before my speech because it's going to be very bad news. But we're here at the heart of the revolution, so there will be good news afterwards as we...
Good luck. Naomi Wolf, thank you
thank
for
you.
Coming on. That's Naomi Wolf. That's NaomiWolf.org.
And the book is Give Me Liberty or The End of America.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Good luck with the speech tonight. More coming up here live from the 2014 Liberty Forum.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the 2014 Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crowne Plaza Hotel. And we've got a whole day remaining. There's Saturday going to be a full, another full day of fun and information and meeting people. A great networking event. You don't want to miss this. It's still not too late to come up. There's always the day pass. You can just purchase tomorrow for the day pass and come up and meet hundreds. Hundreds. I don't know what the total is. We I haven't gotten any numbers yet, any official numbers. But
they're,
I was
out of badges. So
they're out of badges.
Yes.
Meaning there has been so many walk-ups.
Yeah.
Because they always pre-make the badges for everybody that's paid in advance.
And then they have a whole. And then they have hundreds of extras.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Very exciting. Well, I know that yesterday was a free day here at which was the first time they'd done that, where you could just come in on Thursday.
I think it's a fantastic
idea.
Great
idea. And then go to everything that happens on Thursday, and you get in for free. But you know, it's still worth the money to come up here, even if you're just coming up for a day, just to be here and meet hundreds of other people who actually care about freedom. That, of course, is the point of the Free State Project, to get liberty activists together in the same place, and it's working. This is just an idea. This is proof of concept. It's actually happening. There are people who are, you know, they're getting elected. There's media being created. There's civil disobedience. There's just so much happening here. And we're actually going to bring in the former president of the Free State Project, Varen Swearengen, who is sort of a regular on our show, at least at this event and Porkfest. Welcome, Varen.
Thank you. I don't know that I'm regular at anything, but I guess the show is good enough.
Well, I appreciate you coming on here. I want to make sure that our listeners know about $6shirts.com before we continue. They've got some witty, hip, smart, and some liberty-oriented shirts at $6shirts.com. And they love, 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 love Bitcoin. So if you have Bitcoin and you'd like to turn your Bitcoins into real-life items, you will find some cool shirts that you like over at $6shirts.com. They want to be the T-shirt company for the Bitcoin marketplace. These guys are serious Bitcoiners. They accept Bitcoin, and they keep the Bitcoin. They don't just cash the Bitcoin out into cash. They keep the Bitcoin. They actually bought their advertising on Free Talk Live with Bitcoin, and they're committed to the Bitcoin community. In fact, if you place a Bitcoin order at $6shirts.com, you will get priority over the cash orders for the day. In addition to that, the Bitcoin trucker hat is available to you free, but there are a couple steps you need to take, and apparently we missed a step when we told you about this previously. You do have to add said Bitcoin trucker hat to your cart. Then, when you're checking out, use discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and the Bitcoin trucker hat will be given to you for free.
Right, that's a steep discount, right? Free?
It's a good deal. Of course, go to $6shirts.com. Check out their shirts. They've got a new T-shirt design every single day at $6shirts.com. So, Varen Swearengen with us, former president of the Free State Project. You were president for what, three years?
Yeah, actually on two occasions, a couple of years each time. I took a break in the middle of it and then came back for another round of abuse.
Right. What have you seen change? I mean, you were an early mover for the Free State Project. You actually were one of the few people that actually beat Mark and I to the Keene area. And when did you move?
I think I was the first one to come to Keene.
You may have been.
I like to remind other people of that sometimes.
When was that?
2004, so this will make 10 years in October.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's been exciting to watch everything grow. You know, when I first came to New Hampshire for the very first Porcupine Freedom Festival, it was the first time that I had ever met anybody associated with the Free State Project. It was a big online experiment, and it was really not real. In a personal live sense at that time. And now, 10 years later, here's all these people who have moved and actually done something.
What was Porkfest, the first one, like 40 people or something like that? How many people were at that?
The official registration list had 177 people on it. We think there were about 250 or 300 actually.
For the first one.
And we were shocked that many libertarians existed on the whole planet.
There are now, last count, the last Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think there were at least 1,500 people who attended.
Yeah, I've heard 1,500 to 2,000 is kind of the range. It's hard to count people, and but that gives you a feel for the growth. We're talking about, you know, 5, 6, 7 times, something like that.
Yeah, it's even harder to count libertarians. So, you know, what I was thinking was that the Free State Project really is sort of one of those. It's decentralized. The idea is, you know, first we're going to get 20,000 people to sign up to move to one particular state and exact, you know, what for them is the fullest practical effort towards the creation of that, you know, a state or civil government, which is, you know, its maximum role is life, protection of life, liberty, and property. Okay? And then step two is, we don't know. Step three is, celebrate freedom, right?
That's the, in our lifetime, we hope.
Yeah, in our lifetime. That's the idea.
Yeah.
And the fascinating thing is, you moved 10 years ago for the Free State Project.
Yep.
We moved about 8 years ago, and we really have seen steps towards the practical, you know, the shrinking of civil government. And it's very, very little as far as shrinking goes of the government. But what I think has really been achieved here in New Hampshire, I'm prepared to celebrate this, is the libertarian veto.
Yeah.
That the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has 80 members in the 400-member New Hampshire House, and those 80 people hold the key of power. If you want to pass a law, the Democrats, the Republicans, they have to go through the Libertarians to get it, because those 80 people are enough to swing the vote one way or the other on the vast majority of issues. Some of them, you know, they're going to be able to shove through, but on most of them, they're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of examples of that where issues were kind of marginal one way or the other, and some of those 80 people, or even on some occasions, just the Free State Project participant early movers have made the difference between a bill passing and a bill failing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. We've got people who are in the House that are, you know, moved for the Free State Project, which is incredible. If you consider that there has been, at this point, really no other libertarian experiment that has been able to be that successful, we can really hold the torch of liberty here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and this has been on an ongoing basis, and it's not a partisan thing. You know, some run as Democrats, some run as Republicans. And since the first year that a, quote, free stater was elected to the state house, every single cycle there's been some. And generally speaking, you plot that as a growing number. I expect that to continue as people keep moving. You know, every cycle we can count. You know, there were 60, there were 100, 200, 400, 800, 1,000. There's over 1,000 people that have moved now. The state counts almost, it's around 1,500, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's a significant number, and as that continues to grow, I would expect that influence to continue to grow as well.
Absolutely, because the politicians know, as you're pointing out, not only do they have to get through this libertarian veto in the state house, but also if they want to get reelected, they're going to have to pander to some extent to the libertarian mindset, because as libertarians become more prolific in New Hampshire, and as you pointed out, Varen, a lot of them are registered as Republicans and Democrats here, they're clearly great activists, and you want to have those people on your side, and you certainly don't want to have those people working against you. So they've got to be real cautious, I think, and they're going to be even more cautious with what they say and what they do as time goes on.
There's a little bit of a 1-2 punch going on as well, because the ideas, there are the people, there's of course strength in numbers, but the ideas are also palatable and popular, especially when well presented. So when you combine...
Yeah, that's the trick, by the way.
That is the trick, yeah. So when you combine numerical support with ideas that are sound, then you have a real advantage. So a relatively smaller number of people can have more significant success, especially when they're in a kind of a swing issue and they have a good idea. They can be persuasive.
Now, sometimes libertarians will hear about the Free State Project, and they'll have certain things that are like, oh, this is what's standing in my way, whatever that thing might be. And, you know, one of the things that we've heard is sort of the drama, right? So I want to talk to you about the drama of the Free State Project. You are not, you know, it's not like you've been able to hide from this stuff, Varen.
I mean, Varen is not a dramatic guy.
No, but it's come to him. It's knocked on his door, and he's had to deal with it.
He's hardly ever home. He's a professional pilot for a living, is why. So he's gone for several months at a time. More coming up here. Varen, you can stick with us for a little bit. More with Varen Swearengin, former president of the Free State Project. And your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Are you concerned about that wireless device being too close to your body? We spoke to Keith, the owner of Block It Pocket.
Studies have shown that long-term exposure to cell phone emissions can, in fact, cause a myriad of health problems.
And Keith, what answer does Block It Pocket offer for cell phone users?
Well, we use a silver-infused lining that not only blocks RF emissions, but also is a sanitizing agent.
Order your Block It Pocket today and get free shipping to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or visit blockitpocket.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com. By the way, if you're trying to Skype us while we're on remote, that will not work, so you will have to get on the phones if you'd like to talk to us here. As we're live at the 2014 Liberty Forum, one of the big, big sponsors of the Liberty Forum this year is blockchain.info. Mandrick, who has been, we've had him on the show in the past. He's actually a great, great guy. He's working for blockchain.info, and they're here this year giving out bumper stickers and cool, like, B blockchain kind of Bitcoin pins, and of course introducing people to the idea of Bitcoin and introducing them to how to get a free wallet, because that's the first step. Once you've decided you want to dabble in Bitcoin or you want to get all the way into Bitcoin, you got to have a wallet first. And blockchain.info can get you that, and you can get it within moments by going to blockchain.info. They also have an app for Androids, so feel free to go and grab that. It really makes it easy to send and receive payments. I was selling some items at the free Keen table here today at the 2014 Liberty Forum, and which is always nice. I always like being at the table because you get to meet different people. It's always new faces coming over to talk, and it's a great way to meet folks. But you know, So I'm standing there, and I've got these items for sale. I'm selling Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs. We've got peace flags, these 3x5-foot peace flags. And I would say the majority of the sales I made today were Bitcoin sales, whereas in the years prior, and I mean, I'm not making a whole lot of sales, but, of the three peace flags I sold, two of them were for Bitcoin, and, you know, I sold another DVD, and people are more and more likely, it seems like, over time, at least within the Liberty Movement, to pull out their phone rather than their wallet. There was somebody who had, they had Bitcoin, but they didn't have enough, so they needed to get some Bitcoin, so they went to the Bitcoin ATM, which happens to be here at the 2014 Liberty Forum. So go to blockchain.info, get your first Bitcoin wallet. And then if you come across a Bitcoin ATM, and you may be more likely to do that now because apparently it's in the news that Bitcoin ATMs have started popping up across the country, we can tell you more about that a little bit later. But again, blockchain.info, go and check that out. Varen Swearingen is with us here. And Varen, you're the former president of the Free State Project. Mark wanted to ask you about drama. Now, I'm not exactly sure what it was that he was getting at, because he'd walked away for a moment, and he's now returning to the microphone.
Yeah, sorry about that. What I was really asking about is, you know, the Free State Project, many times people will present a small, minute variety of reasons why, even though they believe in the ideas of liberty, they're not willing to pick up and move. And one of the reasons, I think, is sort of the drama thing.
I've seen that objection.
Yeah. I'm not going to move for the Free State Project. There's too much drama on the Facebook pages or whatever.
Or too many different ideas about how to do it.
Right. And, you know, the fact is that everybody's got different ideas. And Libertarians tend to really stick with their ideas. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, there's drama. Some people think that different kinds of ways of getting to freedom are more successful than others. And they're going to try those things. And other people want them to do something else. And, you know, the friction occurs. But
I hear that, and I hear that from people that I interact with socially at home. I say home, I mean Keene. I live in Keene, mm-hmm. and I've lived there for almost 10 years now. So that is home for me. It's the place I've lived longer as an adult than anywhere else. And so, you know, most of my friends there are not Free Staters. And so I hear sometimes from them, this is the other side of the coin, you know, people outside of New Hampshire look at what goes on here and they go, oh, I really like this, or I really don't like that. And those become excuses. I hear kind of the same things from natives. Oh, I really like this, or I really don't like that.
Yep.
And part of the solution, in my opinion anyways, part of the solution to the problem is come here and do the liberty the best way that you can. If you don't like the way somebody else is doing it, come here and do it your way.
Totally agree. I mean, but that's just the difference between a doer and a talker. And the libertarian movement is full of talkers. It's full of people who have no problem blathering on Facebook or on a blog about how terrible the government is and woe is me and, you know, you can't fight City Hall, so let's just run some candidates every 4 years and pretend like we're doing something for freedom. And, if you want to actually do something and actually have an effect, this is the place to do it. There is no other option on the table that actually has a track record of success. Yes, right. There are some imitators of the Free State Project. Mark actually created a whole Facebook page devoted to all these sort of Free State Project copies out there. Some have already fizzled completely. Some are relatively new. And, they're just ideas at this point. They haven't actually gotten a foothold in any way as we have. And I think that, you know, there was another example recently. We had some of the ladies from Cop Block on our show talking about the calendar that they were going to put out, and apparently there's just this debacle with this calendar.
Yeah.
One of the allegations are, I have not dug deeply into these allegations, but the allegations from people that I trust are that the designer of this calendar basically took money that she wasn't supposed to and kind of screwed people. And these are people who are kind of dispersed all across the country. So I thought it was interesting because there was this huge drama explosion over this on Facebook, and it was a big deal. And it wasn't happening in New Hampshire. And I thought it was interesting to point out that, look, drama happened when you got 12 people together. You know, there's 12 girls that were photographed for the calendar and, you know, a couple others involved. So 15 people were involved in creating this calendar. And there was this big drama explosion because, well, in reality, You can't hold these people accountable. In New Hampshire, if somebody makes a promise and they don't follow through on that promise, there's a whole community of people that they're around at all times to hold them accountable, to encourage them to go to mediation, to arbitrate with the person that feels that they've been wronged by that other individual. If somebody owes you money, you can go knock on their door. You know where they live.
The people that are abusive tend to leave on their own accord,
it's
anyways.
True.
And I would be remiss if I didn't point out that there is a calendar here. It's not that one.
That's right.
And those people were successful at pulling off their project, and it's a benefit for, I don't want to derail us into social help here, but it's a benefit for somebody, a free stater, former state rep, mm-hmm. who's been enduring some medical difficulties. And so this is one of the things we do. First of all, of course, put together a successful project, Ladies of Liberty in New Hampshire kind of a deal that the NHLA has put together, and then use that to benefit somebody that really needs the help without using
great,
the government. You know?
Yeah, the calendar looks great. It is for sale here, and from what I'm told, every dollar from the calendar will go towards that benefit.
Every single dollar. The cost of the calendar has already been underwritten. So if you pay $12 for the calendar, $12 goes to the beneficiary.
And I'm also told that those who are not here at the Liberty Forum can go to nhliberty.org and that there are some instructions, I believe, somewhere there as to how to get.
I suspect so. I don't have personal knowledge of that, but I believe that is the case.
That's what I recall.
But I know right here at the Liberty Forum, you can go to the table and pick them up.
Absolutely.
For 12 bucks a piece.
Yeah, another thing people will say about not moving to New Hampshire. Cold, right?
Yeah.
You moved from, was it Southern California?
Central California, which mm-hmm. is sometimes even warmer. On two occasions since moving here, it's gotten below minus 20. And on both of those occasions, it's been about 72 degrees in my house. And I like to remind people that there are heaters. I have one in my house. I have them in my car.
Yep.
It's an amazing thing.
It's like you take them with you.
I take them with me.
I got one recently that's like a little hand heater. You can get it on Amazon for $40. It plugs into a USB port, it charges up, it'll last at least 3 or 4 hours, and man, when I'm out at like some sort of protest or whatever, if it's cold, I bring one of those out with me.
Well, you got to leave it to the Florida boys to outdo the California boys, right?
And I've got to say, if warm weather bought freedom, Florida would have been free, right?
As would California.
The fact is that...
And they're two of the worst places.
They are.
if New Hampshire gets more liberty-oriented and it makes it that much more uncomfortable for the status, they've got a nice, warm place to move. We don't have to fight them for warm weather.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. So where does freedom fit on your hierarchy of needs? I think that's a question that's worth asking. And some people don't value it as highly as others. And that's a judgment that you're going to have to make. In my case, I would rather be a little bit uncomfortable because I'm cold. I've been here 10 years now. I actually kind of like it now. And I just spent about 7 months in Japan. It got a little cold for some people there. And all the Arizona and California and Texas people shiver. Actually quite comfortable. So you'll get used to it. And more importantly than that, well, how important is freedom to you? Is it more important than cold?
And community. The fact is that when you come for the Free State Project, there are 1,500 people in state that understand how you think, or at least much more than everybody else. You've been vilified, you've had to hide your whole life,
and most of them get along. I mean, for whatever drama has happened, the super majority of folks get along. There's no I haven't seen any fights here at Liberty Forum.
No.
There hasn't been any.
It makes for a warm welcome, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and any drama that does exist seems to only really exist on Facebook
online
in a meaningful manner. More on the way here. You can take control. Very welcome to stay for another segment if you like. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like, though we are here live on the scene of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2014 edition. We've been doing this live from this event for a number of years, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to continue, and a lot of cases to talk to some people that we've talked to before, sometimes new faces. We had guest speakers on from the event, and actually somebody just literally walked out of a speaking event. Mike Finger is with us, or is it Mike Vine?
Vine, yeah.
Right. Sorry about that. Mike Vine is with us here this
I'm
evening.
Revealed.
And you've been on the show a number of times in the past. You've talked to us about Arcadia.
That's right.
What is Arcadia?
So Arcadia is a regional project that we've been working on for a couple of years now, I guess a year. And the idea behind Arcadia is that the region that is approximately New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, the Canadian Maritimes, really has more in common with itself than it does with its neighbors.
It really does.
Even to the south in New England. So,
what are some of those things that kind of hold it together? Because, I mean, I think that this is very true, but I don't know exactly why.
Yeah, that's actually been the part of the project for me so far is giving some evidence to this visceral notion. But
crime rates are the lowest in the
That's right.
In America, in Vermont, New Hampshire, Me.
That's right. And you'll see this time and time again with different, if you ever look at maps. One thing is that French is the predominant second language in these three states, as opposed to Spanish in most. And that has to do with both the Acadian history and migrants down from Quebec. The culture is predominantly rural, pastoral. Is a high peace index, as you mentioned.
Yep.
There's a wonderful art community. I think it really has a lot in common with the Pacific Northwest, with Portland, Oregon. Washington, and they formed a regional project called Cascadia, which we kind of mirror to some extent, because I think that we are the East Coast version of that. And you know, it's just a place where people go. Maybe they're not trying to make a killing like they would in New York or Boston, but they're trying to foster a very rich life and make culture and so on.
So that's this region of Acadia. Does this sort of exist around the world?
Hold up. Acadia or Arcadia?
So Acadia,
now.
Right. So Acadia is the historical French colony, but that was originally called Arcadia, and it was corrupted over time. So we're not trying to refound a French colony.
Was it corrupted because people up here don't like R, to pronounce R's like ka, paka, ka?
I think it was a different reason, but it's plausible. But we there's been several names. A lot of people have had this idea. We didn't invent this idea. There's a free market institute out of the Maritimes that proposed an Atlantica that's approximately the same area. The Second Vermont Republic has proposed Novacadia, what they call it. I thought that sounded a little dental. But I think Arcadia, it was when Giovanni de Verrazzano first explored the East Coast. He named everything south of a point Virginia and everything north Arcadia, and it migrated north. And I think it's a wonderful name, and it ties back into the medieval conception of a place that where people live simply, where they are peaceful, and they sort of live this kind of idyllic pastoral life.
Yeah, I mean, that's what actually the term means, something to that effect. It's kind of like heaven or Shangri-La or something like that. I mean, it means something like that.
Right. Well, it was actually an ancient region of Greece, in the Peneplesis, that's hard to say. But it was known for that. I mean, Athens was, the center of learning, but also, fairly corrupt. Sparta was highly militaristic. But Arcadia was a place where, people, they just had a nice life.
Now, you were here talking about something I've never heard of before. I mean, I guess I've heard of the concept. I never knew what it was called. Voluntary cartography.
Yeah.
That cartography is like the science of making maps, right?
Right. So I basically assigned that label to it. But that's the gist of it, is promoting the idea that we should have ways to refer to where we are without referencing states. So I'm a voluntarist. I don't live my life defined by coercive institutions. I'd like to be able to talk to people about where I am, my culture, my local culture, and do that without reference to states. So Arcadia is part of that, but that can be done anywhere. Yeah.
So isn't it difficult to sort of figure out where things are without saying?
Well, I mean, there's latitude and longitude, but that's not exactly something you can easily communicate,
right,
say, over a radio show. So that's probably not where you're going with this. But you mentioned Arcadia, which is more like the region. Some of us like to call New Hampshire the Shire. Would that be kind of an example?
So that's kind of an example. I think you're getting away from using the state's terminology, but mm-hmm. you're still basically observing
their
borders.
Yeah.
So I think we should get away from that, too. I think, and I don't think it's a coincidence that it's hard for us to define our geography without the state. I think they very much like it that way.
True, but, if you think about it from the perspective of, okay, we can call a certain landmass whatever we define it as, mm-hmm. that I understand, and it makes sense to me, but to the people who believe in the state, it doesn't make any sense. And so if we're going to call, let's say, the Keene area, the west end of New Hampshire, or what's known as New Hampshire popularly,
right,
with Brattleboro, and which is a Vermont town, bring those together into some sort of Monadnock, we'll call
right.
it the Monadnock region, because there's a big mountain there, and that is typically what people do call the region. It's going to be clear that something's very, very different when I cross over from, cross that imaginary line on the Connecticut River and I'm not wearing a seatbelt on one side and still don't wear the seatbelt over on the Vermont side, some man with a car and a gun is going to pull me over and, you know, threaten my life if I don't pull over.
Right.
You know, 'cause I, even though I don't believe in what he believes in, I don't believe in the idea of the state, he believes it with every fiber of his being and is willing to put me in a cage over it. So, you know.
So obviously that's an important issue, but I think my evolution from sort of minarchist to anarchist is having a greater appreciation for the fact that the state is not life. It doesn't define life. And if you really feel that, you know, the Monadnock is a cohesive region and that you have something in common with those people, then perhaps you should be trying to foster those relationships across the border and not let the state define it for you.
Yeah, I guess all I'm saying is it's just difficult when the state likes to force their definitions upon you.
But sure, you have to be realistic.
You have to act.
You have to be realistic. Yeah, and
like I can walk around naked in the political designation known as Vermont, but if I cross over into the political designation known as New Hampshire, I could end up being handcuffed and put in a prison cell. So unfortunately, we're forced to observe their definitions, at least until we can somehow have some sort of major paradigm shift.
Well, we're obviously working toward a voluntary society. That's a goal that we share in common. And this is a part of laying the groundwork for that. So it would be a little anachronistic for us if, say, anarchy appeared tomorrow, market anarchism appeared tomorrow, and then we were still using all these, outdated.
So what would you propose? I mean, beyond the big regional terms, Monadnock is more of a region. Like
so we have the Seacoast. There's sub-regions. I think the term region is generally used for a voluntary geographic designation. And how people come to identify it, well, you can do it through geography. There's the eco-region movement, which looks at your geography and the climate and those kinds of indicators. I think those are strongly correlated with the regional culture and has a very predictive effect. We showed in the talk a history of maps, and you can go back to the Native American tribes and how they generally organize themselves across the continent, and you see the Northeast and the Southeast and the Great Plains and the West Coast and the Pacific Northwest. So these, the culture has had an effect on how people identify themselves for thousands of years.
How do you break it down further, though? So let's take the Seacoast, for instance. That's the region where you live.
Right.
But, you know, there's a political designation. There are several political designations there, Portsmouth being probably the most notable.
Right.
How do you define, how would you tell somebody more, you know, closely what where you live in the Seacoast region without using Portsmouth?
Well, you use a map.
Okay.
And so that's what voluntary cartography, part of it is creating maps or creating media. Mm-hmm. So I think you're in the media. I work in the media. We have an opportunity in a way that a lot of people don't to sort of set the boundaries. And if these things come into common currency, then first people will say, well, what's that? And then if it makes sense to them, the difference between us and the state is we can react to conditions on the ground. So I know that in Portsmouth, I have a lot more in common, a shared experience with people in Kittery right across the mm-hmm. state border than I do with people in the Merrimack Valley and in Monadnock, just based on how our life is, where we are, what trade routes have come through.
Where would someone go to find more about this? Because we're short on time.
We have thearcadian.org for Arcadia, and just go out and start doing it. Find out how to define yourself without using the state.
TheArcadian.org. Mike Vine, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. There's more coming up and more guest speakers we'll be talking with. Of course, we'll take your calls as well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And don't forget to go and get some cool bumper stickers at LibertyStickers.com. They've got a great selection. You'll find something you love. LibertyStickers.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.